And then I asked to be delivered from some other sin, right? And every time it was just the first moment it happened. And let's say I go to someone else and it doesn't happen to them like that. Let's say they are waiting. They aren't delivered instantaneously. They're praying and they keep going back to the same sin. It's very easy for me to look and say, like, well, why don't you just believe like I did and just receive it from God? You know, and people begin to look narrowly on that person and say, why aren't they delivered? And it's really a cruel and unchristian-like attitude to take towards someone who's repenting, who wants to be free. Because sin is a cruel master, and it is a master. It is a bondage. Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. You are a slave. You are a bondservant. You are under a chain. And the slave on a chain doesn't have how you make yourself free. Because sin is not a light master. Sin has a strong hold. To truly break the hold takes quite a bit. To really overcome it to perfection requires God's power. My point is that, like, when I was delivered, it took me years of prayer. And, in those years, I did not pray tons. If I knew then what I know now, I probably would have prayed more. But it took years, and finally I was delivered. And that taught me that you can pray a lot and get no answer, but the answer is waiting. And therefore, we should not give up. We shouldn't give up. That's the number one thing. Don't give up. Christianity is about enduring. It's about keeping the faith. We want to, as Jesus in John, he talks about whoever abides in me, abide in me. Why would he talk about abiding if it isn't just like whoever accepts me once on a particular day? But it's much more than that. We need to be delivered from the evil, all the evil, not just the ones that bother us, but everything. We need to be delivered from sin and built up in those good things. Verse 5. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And the point there, well, let's read the next verse. Verse 9. And I say to you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And this parable is very simple. Which of you? You know, you have a friend and say, give me 3 loaves. For someone's coming to me in the middle of the night, and the guy's in bed. And he won't get up for friendship's sake. But he will get up for importunity. And what's importunity? It's the shamelessness, the impudence. Meaning, the one knocking on the door. Because he is so insistent and importuning his friend. He's shameless in his, I need some bread! Open up to me! I need some bread! Yo, buddy, come on, I need some bread. And not for the sake of friendship will he get up. Because right about then he's thinking, we are not friends. He will give him not because of friendship, but because of the impudence. Because of the constant asking. Because it's like, if I give it to him, he'll go away. So what is Jesus saying? That God doesn't love us, but that if we bug him enough, he'll give it to us? No, he's not saying that. What he's saying is, God wants us to keep asking. What he's saying is, look, this is how men work. And maybe you can understand it from that perspective. That if you keep knocking, if you keep asking, you will receive. And that's exactly what I was talking about before. It's like, and I'll tell you what, you may, in that instance, and maybe one night, I have had to seek the Lord for 13 years for some things. And it's been 18 years for others. And even longer than that, really. If I go back, there's things that go back to my childhood that I lamented long over, even in my youth that I lamented over. During those long years, I was never very insistent about it. I was never asking about it probably as much as I should, you know? And I see that when I finally got it, It's not that the last time I asked more earnestly than the other time. It's just that that was the final time that I asked and I got what I asked for. And it's simple and beautiful. And to other people it looks like, well, gee, I don't, you know, if God's going to make me wait, I don't want any part of this. I want a miracle. I want something now. And that's the way people look at these things. Ask and it shall be given you. Oh, Lord. And then poof, on their plate, they see, you know, imagine someone praying and over an empty plate, and then poof, a loaf of bread appears. And that's the way people want to imagine this sort of a message from Christ, that I pray, God gives it. You know, genie, grant me 3 wishes. You know, that sort of instantaneous gratification for what we ask. But again, remember, this is said right off of, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's really the most important stuff. I don't want to be tempted. I want to overcome evil. I want to be delivered from evil and sin. The evil that may come at me from outside and the evil that comes at me from within me. I want to be delivered from both. I don't want to be at the mercy of men, and I don't want to be at the mercy of sin that dwells in me. I want the sin to be purged out, just like all the false doctrine. I want to be purged out. I want to walk. Like I used to find, you know, I couldn't pass a gas station that sold liquor without turning my head. And you know what? I walk past the liquor aisle all the time in the grocery store and I don't think anything of it. And I see it as a temptation. Like I remember I was watching someone tasting whiskey. And I used to like whiskey occasionally. It has that lovely flavor. And as I said, and when it's over ice and it's really, really cold and it goes down your throat and it has that taste and the burn going down. It's such a pleasurable experience. And I thought about it and I saw the temptation in it. It just wasn't very tempting to go and actually do it. And I love that about the way I've been delivered. I can see temptation, I can recognize it, but I don't get into it. It doesn't get into me. I'm so thankful for that. But I'll tell you what, all the things I've gotten for that, I sought through tears. And through anguish, and through troubles, and so on and so forth. I mean, I'm at the door knocking, crying. So, don't be discouraged just because God doesn't answer you right away. He wants to work other things. And like I said, it worked more in me than deliverance from sin. It's not that God is withholding good things from us because he's just a real stingy guy. He doesn't want to withhold good things from us. He wants to give us good things. And part of giving us good things is making us wait and making us ask.